This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, Action You Can Take Now to Stop Nuclear Weapons Testing. In response to the president's call to resume testing of nuclear weapons, contact your two United States senators to support Senate Resolution 323 that urges the United States to lead a global effort to halt and reverse the nuclear arms race. Introduced on July 16, 2025, 80 years since the first atomic bomb test at the Trinity test site, Senate Resolution 323 calls for the leadership of the United States to prevent testing nuclear weapons again. It recognizes that in less than 100 days, the 2010 treaty between the United States and the Russian Federation on measures for the further reduction and limitation of strategic offensive arms, or the new START treaty, is set to expire on February 5, 2026. The resolution recognizes that fact and states in part, resolved, that the Senate calls on the President to actively pursue a world free of nuclear weapons as a national security imperative, and lead a global effort to halt and reverse a global nuclear arms race and prevent nuclear war by engaging in good faith negotiations with the other 8 nuclear armed countries to halt any further buildup of nuclear arsenals, and aggressively pursue a verifiable and irreversible agreement or agreements to verifiably reduce and eliminate their nuclear arsenals according to negotiated timetables. The Russian Federation to pursue and conclude new nuclear arms control and disarmament arrangements with the Russian Federation to prevent a buildup of nuclear forces beyond current levels, and the People's Republic of China on mutual nuclear risk reduction and arms control measures, leading the effort to have all nuclear-armed countries renounce the option of using nuclear weapons first, implementing effective checks and balances on the sole authority of the President as Commander-in-Chief to order the use of United States nuclear weapons, ending the Cold War-era hair-trigger alert posture, which increases the risk of catastrophic miscalculation in a crisis, ending plans to produce and deploy new nuclear warheads and delivery systems, which would reduce the burden on taxpayers in the United States, maintaining the de facto global moratorium on nuclear explosive testing, protecting communities and workers affected by nuclear weapons by fully remediating the deadly legacy of environmental contamination from past and current nuclear weapons testing, development, production, storage, and maintenance activities, among others. This has been the CCNS News Update. It is urgent that you contact your two United States senators and tell them to act now to create a safer world without nuclear weapons. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.